Once again with us in the Bork Ryden studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, there's recently been a report on the survey of Britain's air, which has been carried out by many, many school children. There have been some startling results. But the first thing that occurs to me, is it not a marvellous thing that so many children have been involved in this fact-finding expedition?
Yes, indeed. This is the second of such projects which were arranged by one of Britain's national newspapers and a Centre for Education, an educational organisation. The first one monitored polluted water supplies all over the country, and the results were so startling that they actually sent some children from the project to the United Nations conference in Stockholm, where they reported on what had been done. And there was worldwide interest in this technique of involving children in watching the environment for pollution. And thousands of children were undoubtedly actively involved. They filled in little charts and made out reports, all of which were fed into a central department and analysed. It's rather interesting that in the case of the air pollution one, the major problem was how to decode or classify together all of the data coming in from all over the country concerning polluted air. And it was a Sheffield scientist from the university who worked out the particular method of fitting all this information together to form an air pollution map of Britain. And it really is quite horrifying to see the results. And of course, all the children who've been involved are very closely watching these final results, to see that there aren't many corners of Britain where the air is still pure and fresh. And obviously, these kids are going to be concerned, they're going to be interested, and become committed to the problem of keeping our environment fit, not only for our present generation, but for future generations. It's not enough just to have politicians making political issues about keeping the environment clean and pure and free from contamination, as happened particularly in the United States. We've got to involve ordinary individuals who, either as a result of pressure on community leaders, will do something about the polluting influences, or who themselves will take steps to ensure that they don't contaminate the environment. I remember in 1959, when I first came to Sheffield, the Clean Air Programme was being launched, and we had an exhibition of what clean air could do for Sheffield and what dirty air had done in the past. And we invited one of Britain's leading politicians along to open this, together with all sorts of civic dignitaries. But the committee decided they would have a five-year-old child open the exhibition, and she did it with these words, that she would like to thank the committee for helping to bring health and well-being to the future citizens of Sheffield by what they were trying to do to clean up the dirty atmospheric environment. This caught the imagination of the citizens of Sheffield and the children as well, and we've got to find other techniques of catching their imagination to make sure that they do become committed to the fight for a better and cleaner world for everyone.